Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, as baseball continues to roll through the playoffs, teams slowly but surely getting eliminated. Yankee season done last night. Philadelphia hanging on by a string.
I just told you in break, there is no room for error in the baseball playoffs. And Dusty's like, for anyone? I'm like, no, for anyone. It doesn't matter, man. Like, the minute you make a mistake, it seems like the other teams are just capitalizing on this right now.
Right. Yeah, you just, like, I was watching a little bit of that Cubs and Brewers game, and they were talking about how, you know, Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker have been, quote unquote, struggling in the postseason. Kyle Tucker hitting 400, but
struggling.
But he has five singles and nothing else.
Yeah.
So he has five hits and 20 at bats, and they're all singles.
But what is everybody else doing? Because it seems like to me now, because of this Aaron Judge saga that's been going on, like if you're a great player in baseball, you better reach the World Series and win it and dominate in your first year. Otherwise, people will say, well, he's not living up to it. I mean, Kyle Tucker is doing his job and, you know, he's hitting 400. That's a Hall of Fame career, right? If you extrapolate it out. So I don't think the Cubs should be mad at him. It's everybody else that isn't getting the job done, right? I think in baseball, it's harder. Like in football, your stars can rise to the occasion. They can control the game a little bit more than a guy with a stick standing in there trying to hit 100 mile an hour pill flying at him, right? So I think in football it's easier to kind of raise that level of play, and I think we've kind of carried that over into the baseball mantra of like, if you're a superstar, you better be a superstar in October, otherwise you're not a superstar. Sometimes I think maybe we have our expectations a little out of whack. I don't know, but I mean that's the era in which we live, right? We pay these guys, we expect them to do good things,
right? So just doing like quick research, because you had found this article of Bleacher Report saying that the Royals should go out and overspend. And they said the name they want to get is Trent Grisham,
right?
Who, again, great regular season,
right?
Fell short in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Was terrible for the Yankees
terrible.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if you're,
I mean, really everybody was outside of Judge when you look at it. I mean, if Aaron Judge doesn't have his night in game three, the Yankees are swept.
Right. And you look at, you know, the window of opportunity is, a lot of people think the Chiefs' window of that dynasty is shutting.
Mm-hmm.
The Royals could possibly be opening up back-to-back winning seasons, a playoff miss this year, but a playoff gain last year. And there's no secret, you know, the eyes in the skies for the Royals are the fans that watch the game. They want an outfield bat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot out there.
Let me rephrase that. They need an outfield
Correct.
Bat.
Correct. And you look at the right fielders that are available. And some of you, I don't know all of you, want to see Mike Yastrzemski come back on this team. He's 35, but the name at the top for right fielders is the previous mentioned Kyle Tucker.
Hell yes.
Going to cost you. He's 29 years old. So, look, it depends, right? Like, when it comes to this team, there's people that want Mr. Sherman to spend, and he has. But it's been within his own team. So mm-hmm. Some people will say, that's positive. I love to see that. You locked up Reagans, Lugo, Bobby.
And that was, look, we couldn't lock up a guy for our lives with glass running this franchise.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's where I'm at. Because I remember for years, friends of mine, colleagues, one of which has a birthday tomorrow, was like, there's no way they're going to give Bobby Witt Jr. money. Prove to me why they would. And that's perfect, right? Like, there is no proof that they would give Bobby Witt Jr. all that money. And because we still go back to the days of like, they gave Gilmesh $55 million.
But that was a different organization.
Correct,
now.
It was.
Yeah, I think it's unfair for people to judge the Royals as the Royals right now, because they're not the Royals anymore. They're John Sherman's team, and he's running it completely different than Glass did. Glass wouldn't open his pocketbook and buy name brand ibuprofen, for God's sakes. I mean, that's a true story. They wouldn't have Advil. They had the Equate brand down in the clubhouse, and guys were pissed about that in the early years. So when people say that's not typical of the Royals, I think that's unfair, because John Sherman isn't the typical Royals, you know?
But to give it fairness, that's all we had.
I know, it's true.
That's our stat sheet. Right. It was Beltran and all these guys, like, no shot at Mike Sweeney, but they could have given them both, like, separate.
Offered them both the same contract, and Beltran said no, and Sweeney said yes. And that's where we are.
Okay. And you look at what this team could do, and, you know, the rumors of last year to go get Santander in right field, ends up getting hurt, has a horrible year for Toronto, hasn't really played well. I mean, he did all right the other night at 2 RBIs, I think, against the Yankees in that magical game that was the Aaron Judge, the come from behind, and then last night was a wet fart.
Huge wet fart,
But Kyle Tucker is the top list. Everybody else in this group is kind of either has-beens, like Starling Marte's on this list of right fielders, Jason Hayward, Hunter Renfro.
I can't believe Jason Hayward is still a name that's being thrown out there. And Hunter Renfro is not a major league baseball player anymore.
But a guy like Max Kepler's on that list that maybe you just need.
Does anything really do that for you, though?
But I ask, what do you need? Do you need somebody for a year or two? Or do you need somebody that you want to lock up? Because Kyle Tucker would be going into age 30 and probably getting a five-year contract. Yeah, so you're going to be locked up with him. Now, when you look at DHs or other bats, if you want to get a bat, there's names like Kyle Schwarber, Marcelo Ozuna, Jock Peterson, Andrew McCutchen, Eloy Jimenez.
A lot of those guys I like 5 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, that's the thing that I think the Royals are going to run into, is the fact that there's going to be players that aren't really worth maybe the contract. And you have to worry about that as well, because we know too well that if they go get somebody and they don't perform, this town will crush them.
Immediately.
And I wouldn't be hesitant to maybe see what Cody Bellinger wants. He will be a free agent. Luis Robert, he's the youngest one of the group, but I don't know if you know what he's going
to
do.
They're going to hang on to him, and hopefully this is rinse repeat with Luis Robert. It's like, let's hope he gets off to a fast start and trade him, and we've tried that now for two consecutive years in Chicago, and he hasn't gotten off to a hot start. And so he's one I love him in the outfield. His bat right now isn't very good. Who was the guy that you said prior to Luis Robert that you mentioned?
Bellinger.
I like that move. He's an MVP. He's an all-star. He's a guy that can play multiple positions, you know, for you and kind of get after it.
You're older than Tucker.
And he's mature. And baseball 30, that doesn't bother me like the NFL does. And in baseball, you see these guys play forever in a day, right? It's a little bit different. Not the wear and tear on your body, obviously, that the NFL is. But in baseball, like, I still think the Royals' best opportunity to get better is to trade, you know, Noah Cameron. I'll stick to that to the day I'm dead, right? I just think that's their best opportunity to go out and get better, especially in a market like the Royals, where the spending is not what it is in L.A. or in New York. And so it's easier, if you will, to acquire a good player when you do it via trade than get into a bidding war, you know, in free agency. The Santander, we offered him 60. Toronto gave him 90. I mean, it's a huge chasm of a difference, and so it's hard to compete from a money standpoint. That's why I still think the trade is the best opportunity for these guys to go out and get that bat and to get better. But also, too, then you look at the postseason, Dusty. It's completely different than the regular season. You mash all regular season long, and then you get into the postseason, and you got to play small ball. You know, it completely changes what you try to do. The home runs don't fly like they do in the regular season. It's dominated by pitching. Like, if the Royals were to get in the playoffs this past year, we were talking about it yesterday. Oh my God, they probably had the best rotation in the postseason. I mean, they would have had an opportunity to win some games had they been able to get into the postseason. So maybe you refocus what you're trying to do, and instead of going and acquiring a bat that may be hard to acquire, you just go out and you get single and double hitters, you get guys that are fast on the bases, and you play that whitey ball style that we saw in the 80s, and you just got to reinvent the game like the Royals did in 14 and 15 with speed and bullpen. Maybe that's where we are now in order to, you know, get past past the, you know, being able to acquire the big bat. Maybe they just need to reinvent the game like they did in 14 and 15. The other thing is, too, I'm interested to see what these free agent contracts are going to be like with the impending labor stoppage happening, too. You know, are teams going to want to get into long-term deals? Are players going to be looking for these long-term deals? Like, how that, and are teams going to want to sign long-term deals if they don't know what the financial future is after this season?
College football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners are teaming up to make it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanner locations. Bud Light and Tanners, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. Game day headquarters in North Carolina will be absent of one individual very, very soon because of everything that came out yesterday. We died.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.